You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Let's talk about something that does not get discussed enough. Why do so many creators burn out around year three? The first year is exciting. Everything feels new. Growth feels fast. The second year feels serious. You refine your voice. You build momentum. But somewhere between years two and three, something shifts. Energy drops, motivation fades, hosting feels heavier. This is not random. There are structural reasons creators burn out. Today, we're breaking down five of them. Identity-based burnout, platform fatigue, comparison loops, not building assets, and why recurring revenue stabilizes creativity. If you're in year two, three, or beyond, this will resonate. Number one, identity-based burnout. Many creators tie their identity to performance. Views become validation, engagement becomes self-worth, growth becomes proof of relevance. When metrics rise, confidence rises. When metrics dip, self-doubt increases. That is emotional volatility. If your identity is fused to the algorithm, your nervous system never rests. You're not just creating content, you're defending your relevance. Over time, that pressure drains creativity. The solution is separating identity from output. You are not your last post. You are not your engagement rate. You are building something longer than a 24-hour metric cycle. When identity stabilizes, creativity becomes sustainable. 2, platform fatigue. Every platform rewards speed. More posts, more trends, more reaction. Creators get stuck in constant output mode. You become reactive, chasing trends, responding to changes, learning new features every quarter. The platform evolves, you scramble to keep up. That fatigue accumulates. If your entire system depends on one platform, every algorithm shift feels like a crisis. Platform fatigue is not about working hard. It's about working without control. The solution is building own channels. Email lists, communities, products. When you own part of the ecosystem, you regain stability. Number three, comparison loops. This one is subtle but destructive. Creators live inside their industry feed. You see everyone's wins. Launch numbers, subscriber milestones, brand deals. You rarely see the full picture. You compare your internal doubts to someone else's highlight reel. Over time, comparison distorts perspective. It creates urgency where patience is required. It creates insecurity where discipline is needed. Comparison loops drain focus. They pull attention away from your own strategy. The solution is narrowing your inputs. Study strategically, avoid doom scrolling your own niche, measure yourself against your 90-day plan, not someone else's viral spike. Number four, not building assets. This is the biggest structural reasons creators burn out. They produce content, but they don't build assets. Content is rented attention. Assets are owned leverage. Examples of assets: an email list, a paid membership, a digital product, a course, a contributor community. If every month you must start from zero attention, you will eventually exhaust yourself. When you build assets, your past work continues working. Episodes generate leads, guides generate subscribers, products generate revenue. Without assets, effort resets constantly. That reset loop causes burnout. Number five, recurring revenue stabilizes creativity. Unpredictable income creates creative anxiety. When revenue fluctuates wildly, pressure increases. You feel forced to create what performs, not what matters. Recurring revenue changes that. Even a modest recurring base creates psychological safety. Memberships, subscriptions, retainers. When part of your income is predictable, you can experiment again. You can create long-term projects. You can think strategically instead of urgently. Recurring revenue does not just stabilize finances, it stabilizes creativity. So here comes the real shift. Most creators burn out because they build attention, not infrastructure. They build performance, not assets. They build identity around metrics, not mission. Burnout is rarely about effort. It's about structure. If you want to create for 10 years instead of 3, focus on separating identity from metrics, reducing platform dependency, limiting comparison loops, building assets, and creating recurring revenue. When you shift from chasing attention to building systems, the pressure changes. Creation becomes sustainable, momentum becomes measurable, and your platform stops feeling like a constant uphill sprint. It becomes a long-term build. If you're in year 3 and feeling the weight, it's not a sign to quit. It's the sign to restructure. Now is the time to build something that lasts.